Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast with news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, the 2014 numbers are in, and we're going to learn just how far the shelter has come in saving animals the past few years. Kristen's also going to fill us in on this year's adoption and transfer numbers and tell us about some other significant changes over the past couple of years. We'll talk about the shelter's upcoming special delivery promotion and how the shelter is busting the myth that giving pets as gifts is bad for animals. If I can get through that. Finally, we'll tell you the heartwarming story of Moxie, who is our featured pet of the week. So, Kristen, just you and I this time.
I know.
It almost seems
so
lonely.
Quiet.
So it's up to you, right? Okay.
I had a lot to say today.
Okay.
So
well, it's always good to have just the two of us and kind of dive into some of the other issues going on with the shelter and the animals and that kind of thing. And as we're approaching the end of the year, folks always like to look at how, you know, they did in their business or their life and then look ahead for goals for the new year. So we thought we'd kind of do the year-end report kind of thing and kind of look at a couple of year period, 2012 to 2014. So first of all, I guess maybe animals coming into the shelter, that kind of thing. You have numbers or issues or something you want to talk about there?
As Fairfax County, you know, becomes more population dense, more people move into the area, we expect to see an increase in animals coming into the shelter. But because of our progressive community programs, you know, we have 30 animal control officers on the streets. We actually haven't really seen an increase. We're going to hold steady at about 4,300 animals coming into the shelter this year.
Wow.
Last year we had about that many. And we've actually overall seen a decrease in number of animals entering the shelter, partly due to our spay-neuter programs,
right,
that get all animals altered in the community and just teaching people about responsible pet ownership. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
4,300. That when I first hear that, that's like, wow, that's high. That's a lot. I mean, do you think folks really realize there's that many numbers of animals?
It is a lot, and we're sort of a mid-sized shelter. Arlington and Alexandria, they get fewer than 2,000 animals per year, but a comparable shelter, Montgomery County, for instance, they get about 8,000 to 10,000 animals a year.
Oh, wow.
And so it's just, there are shelters of all different sizes. We fall somewhere in the middle. But it does feel like a lot of animals, mm-hmm, when mm-hmm, you're the one seeing them come through the door,
right,
every day.
Right. Well, I guess holding steady on animals coming in is a good number in that it's not going up. But the numbers of animals going out of the shelter, going into loving homes, is going up, which is a good thing.
Yes. We have seen about a doubling of dog adoptions over the past 3 years.
Incredible.
We're going to have adopted for the first time this year more than 1,000 dogs.
Wow.
From the shelter in 1 year. And that's a significant change. In 2012, we only adopted about 345 dogs from the shelter, so
okay,
it's a really big change. Dog adoptions are where we've seen the biggest increase, but there has been an increase in adoptions overall. Cat adoptions are going to be up to about 800 to 900 this year, and small animal adoptions are up as well. So overall, for the first time, we're going to see over 2,000 adoptions from the shelter this
year.
Wow,
incredible. You mentioned dog adoptions are leading. I'm a dog guy, not a cat guy, so I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. But, I mean, is there any reason why the number of dog adoptions are up? Is it because there's more dogs to adopt? Or, I mean,
things that we noticed was that we would often have times, we'd hear comments from community members that there were not always very many available dogs. Sometimes there would only be 3 to 4 dogs available for adoption. And the last 2 years, we've really focused on making sure all 20 of our dog adoption kennels are full all the time. And one of the ways we do that is by reaching out to rural shelters and under-resourced shelters where they have to euthanize for space and bringing in healthy, adoptable animals for people to adopt. So that's
okay,
one of the ways that, one of the reasons we've seen an increase is just that there are more dogs brought into the shelter to adopt.
Okay. So the animal shelter is being proactive in reaching out and bringing those animals in, which I think is what you call a transfer in. Is that right?
Yes. Before, in 2012, we only transferred in about 14 animals, and that was primarily to help other shelters in the area that were going through a crisis. Now we have a program where we proactively transfer in animals from under-resourced places where euthanizing for space is a regular occurrence. We don't have lucky for us, we don't have that problem in Fairfax County, partly due to the new facility that has so much more room. So we're able to bring in animals. We brought in over 400 animals just this year for adoption. And that helps us because it means that the shelter always has about 40 available cats and kittens and 20 or more available dogs and puppies. Mm-hmm. But it also helps those places where those animals probably would not have had a chance at a second life.
Wow. Incredible. Okay. You mentioned euthanasia. Tough subject. Talk to us a little bit about that and the Fairfax County Animal Shelter.
Well, we have this year we'll have an overall euthanasia rate of about 13%, but that's kind of a deceiving number because a lot of people bring in their animals at the end of life for euthanasia. We have a free euthanasia service for people that don't have other options, that maybe can't afford to take an animal to the vet and need to use the service. So most of the animals that are euthanized are brought in for that reason. Mm-hmm. They are at the end of their life, and their owners are making that choice.
Right.
So while we have about a 13% overall euthanasia rate, the animals that are brought in that we're euthanizing that were not requested by the owner, that's only about 5%. So that's a really exciting change. That means our what we call the placement rate of animals, so how many of the overall animals coming into the shelter that are placed, is about 95%, which is great. And that means euthanasia is down by several hundred animals this year as opposed to 2012.
Right. And recognitions this year for the shelter for high placement rate and that kind of thing. So a good accomplishment.
Yeah,
there.
We were recognized by the Virginia Federation of Humane Societies for our work to reduce unnecessary euthanasia, which has been a real focus, particularly in the area of dogs, where we felt we could make some improvements.
Mm-hmm. Talking about more animals at the shelter, but yet more animals going to loving homes and different kind of things like that. Other issues that have kind of come up over the last year or two, maybe some changes with the pit bull adoptions?
Yes. If you heard the podcast in January of 2014, you may remember that we the county adopted an overall non-breed restrictive adoption policy, meaning all animals can be adopted out under the same guidelines. Mm-hmm. Before that, pit bull type dogs had to be adopted out with a special set of restrictions. The adopter had to be 25, own a home, undergo a background check, a home visit, and agree to mandatory training, which made it really hard for our pit bull type dogs to get out the door. Mm. We've seen a huge change this year. In 2012, we adopted out about 20 pit bull type dogs. Mm. 2013, it was about 40. And this year, it's been about 170.
Wow.
So it's been a huge change. And that's just because we're able to adopt them out more quickly. And we're also able, pit bull type dogs are some of the animals that enter the shelters most frequently. So we've been able to transfer in dozens of pit bull dogs from other jurisdictions who are healthy, happy, friendly, adoptable dogs that just there aren't adopters for them.
Yeah.
So that's been a huge change for us. We're really excited about it.
Yeah. Why does all this matter? You know, we talk about the numbers and the work of the shelter. I mean, that's a...
Well, we always are talking about the great things that are happening at the shelter, but numbers really matter. numbers are, you know... They're how we know actually how things are going. And so when we look at the trends, all of the positive trends, we're headed in the right direction in so many different areas. Mm. One other area I want to mention is in our volunteering. In 2012, we had volunteers donated about 6,000 hours of their time. So far in 2014, they've donated about 24,000 hours of their time. That's a fourfold increase in volunteer hours dedicated to the shelter. And that's huge. That changes life for the animals in our shelter.
Yeah, and I can't even begin to do the math as to what the dollar figure on that would be because there's a standard rate, I think, for volunteer hours that people calculate. But, I mean, that's a lot.
It's one of the reasons we're able to adopt out more animals is because they're able to remain happy and healthy in the shelter so much longer because our dogs get out 4 to 5 times a day and our cats are interacted with about the same. So, they stay happy, they stay healthy, and they're ready to be adopted, even if it takes a little while.
Yeah. Before we move on to talking about our special delivery promotion, just quickly put you on the spot, end of the year, needs for the shelter, volunteers, any other kind of thing you want to plug or mention?
Yes, please go to the website, which we'll mention at the end. But we under the donate link, there is an Amazon wish list. And there's so many items that we need to provide enrichment and care for animals in the shelter. So it's a great, easy, one-click way to donate to animals in the shelter this year. Mm-hmm. And it will help make their lives better while they're in our care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So look back at the past couple of years of numbers and statistics. A lot of folks don't like to hear the word numbers and statistics, but these are all good numbers.
Yes.
For the animal shelter and the great work being done there. And 2015, we hope those numbers of animals being adopted increases even more. And I want to talk about a really cool thing the animal shelter is doing this holiday season, special delivery promotion. Tell me about that.
We got this idea because we wanted to there was a big controversy several years ago about whether it's a good idea to give pets as gifts. Mm-hmm. And the ASPCA did extensive research, as did a couple of other organizations, and found that actually pets given as gifts are just as loved and cared for as pets that are adopted out by the person not as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted a way to let people give pets as gifts, but also to do a correct introduction to the new family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided that people who adopted at the end of December, we would give them the opportunity for us to deliver that pet, dressed as elves, of course.
Of course.
We're delivering those pets December 24th or 25th. So we're going to be delivering the pets to their door, and which will be a big surprise for many families.
Absolutely.
We'll create a holiday memory that will last a lifetime.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I want to make sure we understand this. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
That's right.
Animal shelter staff and volunteers,
yes,
are going to be dressed up like elves delivering the pets that families have wanted for holidays.
Director Hammond even somehow is borrowing a limousine, so some lucky person is going to get their new pet delivered by the shelter director in a limousine.
Wow. So
it's going to be exciting.
Absolutely. This is incredible. I mean, it's a great opportunity to get a dog or cat or animal and then have you guys delivered as a Christmas present. What a memory that would be.
Definitely.
Yeah. Is there a restriction on this? Obviously, you can't deliver hundreds during those 2 days. I mean, is it limited to a certain number? Do you have to get
paperwork? We have had such an outpouring of people volunteering to help. It is unbelievable. So many of our volunteers wanted to help. But in addition, the Herndon Chief DeBoard has offered to help deliver, as have many other county employees in Fairfax. And so we have a lot of delivery people. We're hoping to have a lot of adopters. We're worried we may have more delivery people, and it might just turn into a Christmas morning party at the shelter.
Oh, well, come on, podcast listeners. put them to work. Is there a deadline that...
The days that you can adopt to have the special delivery are December 19th, 20th, and 23rd. And then we will deliver either Christmas Eve or Christmas morning.
Okay. All right. And we'll, of course, give the website link and the telephone number, of course, if folks have more questions about the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day delivery. But awesome idea. And that's pretty cool that you've got so many folks volunteering to be deliverers as well.
It is. It has been. We're all very excited, and everybody has picked out their elf suits and their outfits, and so it's a lot of fun. However, it turns out we've had a good time getting ready for it.
Awesome. All right. Always have a featured pet of the week. Featured pet here on the podcast, and this one is Moxie. Tell us a little bit about Moxie.
We had to share Moxie's story because usually when we talk about a featured pet, it's a pet that needs to be adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And Moxie just was adopted, but we couldn't let her story go untold.
Mm-hmm.
Moxie was a pit bull type dog who lived very happily with her mom and dad in a rural part of Virginia. And her parents were recently killed in a car accident while Moxie was at home. And so Moxie found herself homeless in a rural shelter. And as I mentioned before, for pit bull type dogs in particular, finding adopters can be really challenging, mm-hmm, in certain under-resourced communities. So we heard her story and saw her sweet, sweet face, mm-hmm, decided to bring her to Fairfax to get adopted. And she's just, it's, I don't want to say any dog is perfect, but she's about as close as you can get. Mm. And was just so sad. So we brought her to the shelter. The first day she was there, she was shaking all over and she's so scared. I went into her kennel and took a little video, on my phone of her and told her story. And that video got 60,000 views on Facebook.
Holy cow.
And she was adopted by the end of the day by, one of our adopters who had earlier in the year adopted another dog, another sort of dog with a sad story. And the two dogs became instant friends and hit it off right away. And so she got taken home that same day. And it was like a holiday miracle because a dog like that in another time may have never had a chance to make it out of the shelter. And so she's just one of the stories that we felt like we had to highlight.
Sure.
And we have lots more like her at the shelter right now.
And I think that that's a great example, too, of the need and the importance for podcast listeners to be sure that they're subscribed to follow the shelter on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, because as these subscriptions to or subscribers to the social media channels and platforms grows, there's more and more people that are going to see these animals when they come up that are going to take quick action. So if you see a dog and a cat, another animal that you're interested in, you need to act quickly.
Yeah.
Because they do go quickly. Is that story shows?
Yeah, social media has been so crucial to getting animals adopted quickly and by the right people. People see the animal online and they can tell that is a pet they want to meet and might potentially be a good match. And we will have lots of puppies coming in the next week and a half. So I'm getting quick to get those.
Yeah.
They don't last long.
Okay. Well, and even if you've adopted, five dogs, three cats, and a couple of birds and you have no more room, still follow the shelter and all the social media platforms and repost, retweet, and help share the information with the followers that you have and help. So that is going to do it for the time that we've got, but any final thought or anything before we wrap up this edition?
No, happy holidays.
Yeah, it's that time of year. Again, thanks for listening. Remember, cats, dogs, rabbits, guinea pigs, other small pets, whenever you're looking to, put a new best friend in your family, come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax. It's open Tuesdays through Fridays, noon to 7 p.m., and on Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You can also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And as we mentioned, be sure to follow the shelter on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest news, events, success stories, and, of course, awesome pictures. Also watch the television show Tips and Tales, produced by Channel 16. I want to thank you for joining us on the Animal Shelter Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.